wake up. Joburg's wake up call.
Do people always ask you for advice because you're really good at writing love songs?
No. I mean, sometimes. Sometimes. My dad's a good advice giver. You know, usually people go to my dad for advice. He's kind of like a wise old Jedi.
Okay. So, I mean, every son wants to be like their dad. So can I give you a test run in the advice-giving field?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, so my friend, right, she was dating this guy for 4 years and they lived together. And now he says he doesn't want to break up with her, but he doesn't want to live with her anymore. So he wants to move out, but he wants to carry on dating. What do you think she should do?
Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound positive, does it? Yeah, that sounds like he wants to start seeing other people and not letting her know about it, if I'm honest.
So do I just...
Because he doesn't want to be taking girls back to the flat that she lives in, personally. Oh. And I think if you put 4 years of your time into someone, that's quite a disrespectful thing to be like, yeah, I don't think we should live together anymore, but we should still date, you know? It's not like getting engaged and then calling a wedding off and then getting married later. This is like you've moved in together and moved forward with your life and now he's trying to step back. And what's he wanting to step back for? Because you're going to be living together eventually anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'd just say cut and run, girl. Find someone better.
Okay. Oh man, Ed, you're the guy. Game of Thrones, you were in there briefly. I don't watch Game of Thrones at all, but I watched it for you, Ed.
Thank you. I'm sure you didn't know what the hell was going on, so I really appreciate that.
I was clueless and everything was so dark. I was like, where's the lighting in here, people? Right? But what I was looking forward to was you singing the theme song.
Yeah, no, I wasn't doing that. Sorry.
Even at the rap party or at the kickoff party?
No, I didn't really last long at the kickoff party. I kind of like went, had a drink and then left. But no, I don't really know if you can sing the theme tune. You kind of have to like bumble the theme tune. It's more of a dum 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 rather than, there's not really any lyrics to it.
If you had to put lyrics on it?
Although there is a South Park episode where they all sing it with the word wiener.
Really?
Wiener, 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 standing next to another wiener.
I'm gonna go find that. All right, speaking of South Park and animation, do you know a cartoon called Ed and Eddie?
Yes, of course.
Do you not think that should be like your next thing? So after Divide, obviously you're going to take a break and you're going to go write and call your mates, Ryan Tedder and everyone. You're going to write the next one where that's going to garner 120 million streams a day. And I really think when it comes to the graphics and the creative, you should go for Ed and Eddie.
Yeah, my split personalities,
right?
I reckon. Just call it Ed. Yeah, easy. They always freak me out a little bit, Ed and Eddie. They're always a bit like, I don't know, I felt a bit creeped out by them.
But I mean, you could bring your spin to it, but I feel like you're right, just split personalities. You could have Ed writing who's totally in love, the other Ed who is upset that his favourite soccer team lost, and the other Ed is drunk Ed.
Yeah, easy, we'll do that.
Alright, so if this does happen, can I call you up for my royalties then?
Yes, of course you can. You are more than welcome to that.
So Ed and Eddie, when are you coming to South Africa?
Well, do you know what? I was meant to come next year, and it was all like just about to get announced, and then I broke my arm, and then we had to reschedule the gigs this year. So it looks like it's going to be the year after next now, and I really apologise about that.
It's fine, we shall wait. Ed, good luck with everything. We think you're absolutely awesome. And for me, Shape of You is the one. I know you say Castle on the Hill will be big in 30 years' time, but I challenge you to that. I think in 50 years' time, I'll be still with my walking stick jamming to Shape of You.
Thank you very much.
Cheerio.
Nice one. Have a wonderful rest of your day. This is the 947 Breakfast Club. That's what I like.